and we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set. Listen. This book of Daniel, the beard, is a dumpster book. So we thought about it as we studied it. We thought that we just used a certain topic this morning. It's time to take a stand.
All right.
I realize with all the things that's going on, the things that we see in the newspaper, the Father, we learn that the Holy Spirit flows from heart to heart. But the pastor got up and spoke about the article in the paper. We're not going to take it. The church is under attack. The people of God is under attack. The families are under attack. Even the very nature is under attack. So I think it's fitting. Church, that it's time to take a stand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. After saying that you don't stand for something, you'll fall.
Yes, sir.
Then,
yes,
sir. Well, back during Daniel's time, Daniel is said to have been taken into captivity and brought down to Babylon. I had about the age of 17, and there was these three young men that was brought along under him. Shadrach, and Abednego. And they were all brought down to Babylon as slaves.
Yeah.
And the king instructed some of his wise men and his guard to go and pick out of these slaves some good strong men, good looking men that could work and that could represent the kingdom well. And out of those that would be Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were chosen. And they just kind of refused to eat the rations that the king had provided. They stayed on their own daily diet.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's said that Daniel had what's called an excellent spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel, he prospered and prospered in all that he did. And being a good example to these three young men, they saw what Daniel did, and they wanted to be like Daniel. So I'll submit to you that they got a word in them. They got a word in them, and they carried themselves different from the other folks. They did things that were different from the other folks. They lived a life that was different from the way their counterparts were living. In Bible study Friday, we said that so many times the majority can influence sin. So many times because everybody else is doing it. We feel that it's all right and we ought to be able to do it. But I'm here this morning to tell you that it's time to take a stand. It's some things that's said about Christians and some things that's said about the church, some things that's being said about the God that we serve. In this day that we're living in, it's appalling that the president can tell some folks that he can do that.
All right,
where they come from. And if things don't change, we'll be told we need to like y'all, I come from a little place called Birdville, Louisiana. I was born there. I lived there about 3 years. And I don't want to go back to Birdville. Let's go somewhere overseas. I don't know them. But it's time for us to take a stand. Let me see if I can paint you a picture of this thing. There was a dream that the king had, and Daniel interpreted this dream. I can tell you about the dream. I want you to read it. You go back and start reading chapter 2 of Daniel, and you'll find out about Daniel interpreting this dream and tell the king. So the king decided that he was going to make this large monument of gold, about 9 stories tall. And there was some jealousy going on because these 3 boys had prospered and had been put in charge of high things in the kingdom. And there was some jealousy going on. And they went to the king, and that's him to make a decree that everyone worship this golden image that he had built. And I want you to look at this thing, because so many times we read, but we get so holy till we forget to use our spiritual imagination.
Right.
I want you to
all
see
right,
this thing. I want you to think about a desert.
Yes, sir.
Called Dura.
Yes.
Yeah. And in this desert, here's this golden, this golden image, 9 stories high. And around this golden image, on one side, the king has set up his throne, and there's the king and his court and all of his warriors all around on the right side. And then on the left side, the king has this great furnace built. And this furnace is being fed with fuel until the fire is continuously heated. And the king just kind of sent for everybody to come out. And he tells him, he said, when you hear the music, and I'm going to paraphrase this thing, when you hear the guitars playing and the organ wailing, and then you hear the drummers drumming, he said, I want every living soul to bow down and serve this. Can't you see this? Here it is, thousands of people all around looking at this 9-story image, and it's so quiet because they're waiting for the music to start. Ain't nobody talking about they baby daddy or they baby mom. Ain't nobody talking about who doing it, who went with him. Ain't none of that going. Everybody just standing by and wait. There ain't no gossip going on. And they're waiting. And then all of a sudden you hear a drum roll. And then you hear a guitar go to play. And then you hear a harp go to harp. And all of a sudden, here's this sea of humanity. The sea of humanity bow down. And see, back then they didn't bow the way we bow now. We get on our knees and put our hands up to our face. But they got on their knees and put their head in their hands on the ground. Can you imagine seeing a wave of humanity all bowing down? But in the midst, it's got 3 young men standing up looking for it. And every now and then, I noticed right here in this church, the pastor said, I want everybody to bow their head and close your eyes. I don't want nobody looking around. But you know, it's something about folks. Somebody will look around. Yeah, somebody, they're going to pop up. And they pop up under the pretense that they looking to see who looking. But they look because they want to see who is disobedient. said they the only one that's disobedient. But here they are. And then when the music stops, they get up and they go straight to the king. King, let me tell you. You see them fellas and boys that you've been put on